Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the good life here in Los Angeles, although we're going to head out to Miami for another great edition of Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Well, good morning, Adam, and hello to all of our cannabis listeners around the world. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, voiceover coach Steve Guerin.
There is a constant search for new talent in the rewarding and lucrative world of voiceovers. Do you think you have what it takes? Steve Guerin's VoiceWorks, since 1988, offers Skype training. For more information about signing up for Skype voiceover coaching sessions, email Steve at voiceworksnyc@gmail.com. That's voiceworksnyc@gmail.com.
Now, folks, I don't know if you've heard it, but in a recent televised debate, Senator Bernie Sanders urged workers in the marijuana industry to unionize. This is what Sanders said. Workers in the cannabis industry deserve respect and fair wages. Now, it seems some of them are listening. In Joliet, Illinois, it's a newly legal marijuana state, over 100 workers at a Cresco Labs cultivation facility voted to unionize. Now, Cresco Labs is one of the largest cannabis companies in the United States. And while Congress continues to mull over dozens of bills dealing with cannabis legalization, there's a federal prosecutor in Utah who said, legalizing marijuana will bring down our society. Folks, tell us what you think about such comments, and we'd like to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. We'd love to hear your comments. Now, speaking of legalization, we have with us today an expert on the potentially largest legal marijuana market in the country. It's in the largest metropolitan area in the United States. Maybe you've guessed it, New York City, the Big Apple. And our guest today is David Holland. He's the executive and legal director of Empire State Normal. That's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. David also spent more than a decade as legal counsel to High Times magazine. And I'm proud to say that I was just recently in it. A terrific article, and I thank them very much for doing it. David, welcome once again to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to be part of your show.
Well, thank you. So let's get started. David, we read recently that you just launched what will surely be an influential group. It's called the New York City Cannabis Association. And I know you had a meeting on January 16th. Can you specifically tell us about this group and why New York City will play such an important role in what I call the national cannabis movement?
Let me tell you, it is so exciting, an opportunity to be part of and a co-founder of the New York City Cannabis Industry Association. And the turnout was spectacular. We were expecting somewhere between 25 to 30 people, and we had 120 people show up for our first event.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a phenomenal feeling to have all that representation in the room because, you know, we had people from the underground, we had people that are above ground, and people even from the moral high ground, you know, ended up attending to learn more about what we're doing, what our vision is, and what we're going to try to accomplish in New York City. Like you said, it's actually the world's marketplace. There are 77 metric tons of cannabis go through New York City every year, and that's a tremendous marketplace that needs to be regulated or at least accommodated in some way to make sure that everybody that wants to be part of the cannabis industry has an opportunity to join in and find resources to be able to get licensed when that day comes and to be able to protect and preserve what they may have already in some form going on here, rather than having just big business come in and try to drive all the little players out. So it's a mission that requires lots of conversation across lots of different aspects of the spectrum of people in the cannabis space, and we're very eager to take that on.
Sounds good. Now, in addition to all of that, some say that in New York there's a real big divide between urban and non-urban dwellers, between rich and the poor. So how does your new organization envision the creation of a, I want to call an equitable cannabis industry with jobs and opportunities for all?
Well, the first thing that we're going to do, social equity is a priority not only at the local level, but at the state level, too. And that's very much part of what Governor Cuomo's plan is with the state legalization bill that he's put out, will be putting out in his budget, and probably what will be negotiated by the legislature should it not pass within the budget. Social equity is a big issue, and for a lot of people, it represents an opportunity to bring those people that have been previously victimized by the drug war with criminal convictions, to have those convictions expunged and give them some priority to be part of the marketplace. For me, it's much more than just on racial divides or socioeconomic divides. There are those people also that are still part of the underground movement who have not been arrested, so therefore are not going to be benefited by any expungement program or prioritized in any social equity program. So it's conversations with them, trying to find ways that they feel comfortable coming into the legalized marketplace so that the market is actually one that's all above board rather than continuing on as it has for decades underground. And that's a big conversation that we're taking on, and we've engaged and continue to engage law enforcement, elected officials, neighborhoods, community boards, and all those people to get their input to try to find a unifying factor that will allow us to pass this in a way that will be equitable to everybody.
Is there any dues to joining this association? What are your parameters in terms of that?
Well, we will be having membership and sponsorship opportunities for people, and those are still being established. Right now, we wanted to get a gauge of what the community is and those that want to get involved, because it may still be something under discussion as whether it should be on a sliding scale or a set fee. I will get back to you with that information as we continue to formulate and get ready for our second meeting, which will be on February 13th at the Players Club on Gramercy Park here in New York City in Manhattan.
Ah, that's interesting. Now, are you going to be having a, I know in L.A., for example, you know, they have a lot of billboards, and I know it's hard to have a billboard in New York City, but how are you going to get the word out?
Well, a lot of it is pressing the flesh and speaking to people that are already out there in the industry or invested in it, or you know, word runs a little bit rampant in New York when you talk about trying to actually, not just about the idea of legalization, but trying to structure what that marketplace would be with people's input. That's the difference between expecting 30 people last night and having 120 people show up. So word spreads on its own, but it was a lot of email campaigns and phone calls and meeting people in various places to spread that mission, and already the reception to it was tremendous on that January 16th meeting.
Now, do you think you're going to form other associations in other parts of the country? Do you see that happening?
Well, I think that other parts of the country is a little bit ambitious for us right now, but I've also founded the Hudson Valley Cannabis Industry Association. And the reason why that region, though it's only 20 miles away from New York City, the interests and the factors that affect it are very different. So in the Hudson Valley, you have farms. You have a lot of hemp farms already established, and you'll have a lot of processors and so forth that will arise out in there, whereas New York City seems to be more the marketplace and the actual place of commercial activity. So their interests, while aligned in the long run, we're really trying to find unifying groups from the seed to the transactional points along the way and take into account all those aspects that come into play. Doing it on a national level is ambitious, but it would lose the flavor of the very communities that we have to, one voter at a time, change them from a no to a yes vote for their legislatures to pass what we need to have a robust cannabis economy.
Now, this is a little off the subject, but what's the latest in New Jersey?
Well, they're still playing with the legalization, and my understanding is they anticipate something coming up in November 2020, but I don't feel confident that any of my sources have really got their finger on the pulse of where this is going to go, because it's just still uncertain. So So I can't say beyond that, but I just don't know.
It's interesting. I'm originally from Chicago, and I was really surprised how quickly Illinois came on board. And, of course, you know, the lines are around the block still for people wanting to buy recreational marijuana. Is New York at all duplicating what's happening in Illinois?
Well, so I believe the governor and the legislature are looking at all the 33 states now. I believe Illinois makes it 34, possibly, that have come online. So they're taking aspects of every one. Illinois' actual plan is a pretty good one. It's pretty comprehensive because they have the benefit of 2020 hindsight of what has worked and failed in all the other states. You know, and so they've looked at what's happened, particularly on the adult use front with Washington, Oregon, Colorado, and so forth. So I don't know what New York's latest iteration of the legalization bill will be, but I'm sure that it's already looked at the comprehensive plan that Illinois has rolled out, and we'll see aspects of that here.
David, I'd love to talk with you, but unfortunately, we're running out of time. I'd love for you to join us again in a couple of months and hear back what's happening with your association. So thanks so much for being on Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Good. Folks, that's our show for today. We'd like to thank Tikkun Olam, cannabis and hemp producers and leaders in medical marijuana research, for sponsoring today's broadcast. And we invite our listeners to search my name, Paxton Quigley, and visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, where you can listen to this broadcast and past broadcasts and join the conversation. So stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.